Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Soldotna City Council voted to pass an ordinance that would amend municipal code. Determination of eligibility of a candidate to identify how a candidate's eligibility is determined and provide a process for qualified voters of the city to question the eligibility of a candidate. City Clerk Shelley Sainer told the Soldotna City Council,
"This ordinance would update the city code and mirror state statute related to how a person establishes residency, which is one of our requirements for being a candidate for council. It also updates and codifies the process I've used to verify that a candidate is eligible and outlines that I will use public records resources available to me for that, and also establishes a process where an eligible voter of the city can challenge a candidate's eligibility if they happen to believe they're not actually eligible.
In determining qualifications based on residence within the city, several rules will be applied. They include any person who's registered to vote with a physical residence outside city limits 12 months preceding the filing of a determination of candidacy may not be determined an eligible candidate. A qualified voter loses residence in the city by registering to vote using an address outside of city limits. In determining a candidate's eligibility, the clerk will review any relevant evidence, including, not limited to, voter registration, declaration of candidacy, and other readily available public record. For questioning the eligibility of a candidate who filed a declaration of candidacy, the complaint must be in writing and including the name, mailing address, and contact phone number signature of the person making the complaint. The clerk will review only the grounds in the complaint related to the candidate's qualifications. The city clerk will consider any additional information provided by the candidate in issuing final determination as to the candidate's eligibility, and if the information requested by the clerk is not received by the specified deadline, a final determination will be issued regarding candidate eligibility based on information initially reviewed. Full information, RadioKenai.com. The ordinance unanimously passed the Soldotna City Council. Alaska Senator Dan Sullivan joined CNBC's Squawk Box recently to talk about Senator John Kennedy and his letter urging the SEC to enforce transparency requirements for U.S.-listed Chinese companies.
Well, look, we wrote the chairman and then I actually spoke to him over the weekend, but I think this issue, the DD issue, it raises investor risk issues, certainly investor protection issues, but it also highlights other broader strategic U.S.-China issues. But with regard to the investor risk issue, I don't think our investors fully understand when they purchase a Chinese company on an American exchange what they're actually purchasing. It is almost always an offshore shell company, no equity, that is subject to the whims of the Chinese Communist Party. That's what you're purchasing. I don't think a lot of our pension funds understand that. So I was glad to see that in the guidance that Chairman Gensler put out on Friday, he said that they're going to focus a lot more on what these are called variable
interest
entity issues. Thank you. Yeah. VIEs.
Right.
And they're going to focus a lot more on these, and it's important.
Sullivan said the situation with the Chinese rideshare company Didi and the Chinese Communist Party showed the significant risk for American investors. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.